USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump has issued a number of pardons, including one for a former advisor charged in the Robert Mueller investigation. George Papadopoulos spent 2 weeks in jail after pleading guilty to making false statements to the FBI about contacts who claimed to have access to top Russian officials. Two former Republican congressmen are also among the 15 people who received full pardons Tuesday. Former California Representative Duncan Hunter and former New York Representative Chris Collins had both been convicted of financial crimes. And South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster has tested positive for coronavirus. McMaster is reportedly receiving an outpatient antibody treatment after experiencing mild symptoms of the disease. McMaster is the latest official from South Carolina to test positive for the virus. Lieutenant Governor Pam Yvette, as well as Congressman Joe Cunningham and Tom Rice, have also recently contracted the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who have reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. Energizehealth.com.
Senator Lindsey Graham is renewing his calls for a special counsel to investigate the overseas dealings of Hunter Biden, a day after outgoing Attorney General William Barr declined to name one. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News Hunter's actions may have hurt American foreign policy.
I want somebody to look at all the overseas activity of Hunter Biden, see if it's compromised the foreign policy of President Biden if he gets to be president, and the guy in Delaware doesn't have that mandate, so I respectfully disagree. If it were up to me, I would take the U.S. attorney in Delaware and give him the entire Hunter Biden portfolio so he could look at everything Hunter Biden did throughout the world, which is pretty massive industrial size influence peddling. I think we need a special counsel because I worry that what Hunter Biden did may have compromised our ability to effectively wage foreign policy.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President-elect Joe Biden had a contentious exchange with a reporter at a Tuesday event. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President-elect Joe Biden lashed out at a reporter on Tuesday who asked whether he still believes that allegations about his son were the product of Russian disinformation, as he claimed before the election.
Yes, yes, yes. God love you, man. You're a one-horse pony, I tell you. Thank you. Thank you. I promise you, my Justice Department will be totally on its own, making its judgments about how they should proceed.
Biden's comments directed at Fox News anchor Peter Ducey. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For the fourth time in the last 2 years, Israelis will return to the polls after its national unity government was forced to dissolve. The country's parliament, the Knesset, failed to reach a deal on a budget and was automatically dissolved by law. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has been in a power-sharing agreement with his chief rival since April, blamed the opposition parties for the budget deal falling apart. Israelis will go back to the polls on March 23rd to elect a new government. And University of Florida basketball player Keontae Johnson has been diagnosed with heart inflammation after collapsing on the court during a game 2 weeks ago. Doctors believe his diagnosis could be related to an earlier case of COVID-19. Johnson had been hospitalized since December 12th and was released on Tuesday. The SEC Preseason Player of the Year is now expected to miss the rest of the season. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.